Now, somehow, the healing begins for Jamie and for her traumatized hometown where no one has felt safe for 88 anxious days. When something like this happens in a town where we leave our doors unlocked, it's unspeakable, says school superintendent Diane Tremblay, who bought therapy dogs into Riverview Middle School, where Jamie is in the eighth grade, to help her classmates with their anxiety over her abduction and the Kloss murders. Out of the evil of this horrific crime, we still can have a miracle, says Baron Mayor Ron Flatman. Local music star Chris Crows, who dedicated a November 19th performance on NBC's The Voice to Jamie and performed at the school's vigil, says everybody came together. The town of 3,200 people raised more than $50,000 to help Jamie rebuild her life. Fellow abduction survivors warn that recovery from trauma isn't quick or easy. Jamie, take time to heal and know you're not alone, says Cleveland kidnap survivor Michelle Knight, 37, who changed her name to Lily Rose Lee in the aftermath of her 11-year captivity. And J.C. Dugard, 38, who survived an 18-year captivity after she was kidnapped, sent a statement of hope. The road ahead will have many ups and downs. Allow yourself to grieve and move forward. What happened will always be senseless, but it does not have to define who you are forever. It's a sentiment also echoed by Elizabeth Smart, 31, who was kidnapped from her home in 2002, before escaping 9 months later. She can still be happy, says Smart. It's going to take work and it's going to be different probably than what she ever imagined it was going to be before, but it is worth pursuing. For now, Jamie and Molly are settling into their new bedroom at Aunt Jennifer's, which Lindsay decorated with a blue glass butterfly and an angel figurine, reminders of Jamie's mother, beside Jamie's bed. My Aunt Denise loved butterflies and angels, said Lindsay. Relatives are letting Jamie open up about her trauma at her own pace. Some counseling will be the best thing at first, says Lindsay, but Jennifer's making sure Jamie's not alone with her nightmare. Her aunt sleeps in Jamie's room beside her niece's bed, beneath a decorative sign that quotes the Bible verse Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future. Says Lindsay, I don't think my mom is going to leave Jamie's side.